I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
This is where people are going to be mad at us, because anytime we bring this particular topic up, I do this. And the text will start coming in. Please stop playing that.
That's what's going to happen, actually.
Gross.
And we found out today, because we want to hear your barf stories.
Yeah.
We found out today that Amber is super sensitive.
She has a sensitive tummy.
I do. So sensitive.
Is it your tummy? Is it your throat? Is your, because you're saying taking a vitamin makes you barf?
Yeah. Well, it just makes my stomach upset. Literally anything. I mean, I get sick to my stomach often, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. It sucks.
I grew up a barfer, so... Like, I've barfed my whole childhood, which I'm an awesome barfer.
I was going to say, there's some pride.
You get used to things. You, like, have a routine down. You know what to do.
100%.
Yeah, and there's pride involved.
Let's just get this over with.
If you're not a barfer, then you barf on stuff.
Oh.
But when you're a barfer, I barf in things.
Yep.
I barf in a trash can. I barf in a toilet.
Oh, at least you're a... Thank you.
It's the people, like this woman that the story was at... She's on a plane. She gets sick.
Oh, no. And she's like turning every direction.
I don't know if she water-wellied it, but she was like, she barfed specifically on one passenger.
No, in front on the side.
Covered a passenger's hair.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess it was a dude who vomited. But
in front
the
of
dude vomited on the woman's hair. And so you can't really deplane. They did pull the dude off. But then the flight attendants, they won't let you off to go. It's like FAA, you can't get off.
You're right.
So they had to try to wash her hair in that tiny little, just like sink.
Oh, you can't do it.
I know.
That's terrible.
I would just put my head in the toilet.
That's a nightmare.
That's blue juice. That's not water.
Wasn't that cleaning? Isn't that a good...
It's more just to stop the poo smell.
Okay.
It's not.
That sucks. You can't do anything.
If someone vomited on me, I would probably vomit back on them. Isn't there a scene in a movie like that?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that you've never been vomited on in your life? For real?
I don't think so. Not that I can recall.
Oh, my God. I've been...
Well,
when
you have
kids. Tons of
other kids barf.
No, my wife has barfed on me.
She could have turned in any direction, but she turned towards
me. It was our first time in Mexico. And like we got there at like 10 in the morning, so your room's not ready till 3.
Oh, so that's
all inclusive.
Yeah,
out in the sun.
Trouble.
Forgot to hydrate.
Ooh.
Only hydrated with alcohol. Then she was like, let's fire down a bunch of guacamole to try to sober up.
That's the worst. It was green. And then she could have turned anywhere, but she turned towards the person.
I was carrying her at the time.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Got there. Okay.
Well, because, so, this is
over your shoulder or just cradled?
I got her to the room, and she laid down on the bed and threw up on the bed.
Oh.
So then I picked her up and moved her over to the chair.
No.
And took the comforter off, like put it in the bathtub, and then picked her up and put her back on the bed.
And then she's like a 3-year-old. Wasn't that what kids do?
So then I had to pick her up.
Oh, again.
Take the sheet off.
You got nothing left.
But I just kept moving. It was my fault. You can't. Somebody's barfing. Stop moving.
You should put her in the tub, and then
eventually, that's what I did.
Right. Oh, yeah, put her in the bathroom.
But by then, all the parts of the bed are now in the tub, and you gotta pull all the bed out.
She literally slept in the terry cloth robe.
Oh.
Get out.
And then I left. I think $100 tip for.
Good
what
man.
Was going
As
to be the
should.
Guacamole that maid walked in and just had to be like,
yeah.
Stomach acid and guacamole. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you guys clearly have some barf stories we probably should get to, but let's open up the phones. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to tell, I think extra points if we get Amber
Okay.
Two actually barf. By the way, miserable. Steve's triggers are mucus.
Yeah.
So, because there have been times where that gets brought up and you have to walk clear across the room and you're gagging.
Close to the yak.
He's gotten really close. So, we want to talk about barf. What did you barf when you were a kid? The sour juice. Like, do you have a food? Like, I feel like you had to barf vegetables to turn you into this person who's so afraid of them.
That would explain so much.
Wouldn't it?
I barfed once. It wasn't vegetables. I don't recall. But I remember we were rehearsing our Christmas program, and we were in church up at the altar. And Carrie Warren, she was all sick, and she yacked. And I don't know if you ever heard yak in a church on marble.
Oh.
Where they reverberate the sound of a church. Yeah.
Oh. It's like a snare drum.
It just reverberates.
That's incredible.
Yes. All over the marble.
Like, I think Ryan Tedder wants to sample that.
He's a percussionist.
And use it on his next album. It's like, what's that drum?
That's my barf.
That's barf on an altar.
Yeah, that was not good.
By the way, Alter Barf, great band name.
Alter Barf! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Alter Barf! Amber, come on.
I'm sweating over here. I've got that like saliva thing happening in my mouth.
The bile.
Like, we're getting close.
Bile.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're
it's
a
really
partier. Do you, have you, are you a boot and rally or are you a boot and quit?
Oh, boot and quit, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, good. I cannot stand
Absolutely.
People who... Yeah.
Boot and rally. Oh.
Boot and rally. Like somebody will, like.
No, you're done.
You have to stop. Once you've barfed.
Oh, they. And they
they're like, okay,
let's go.
Clean it out.
Ready to go.
Let's do this. Can't barf again, right? Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not really.
Your blood alcohol didn't just get ratioed out from. What do you.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh,
the entire city of Estes Park made me barf, too. Because like, you go up there, and, like, there's saltwater taffy, there's fudge, there's caramel apples.
We all gorge on it.
And then it's the most winding road in the history of winding roads.
Oh, my God, right? I bet you every kid, that's like Barf Alley.
Yes.
Coming out is a highway.
Big Thompson.
That.
Big Thompson Canyon. Is just.
Everyone just pulls over.
That's the water supply for Lyons and Longmont, my hometown.
It's got fudge in it.
This tastes like stomach acid and candied apple.
That's Barf Valley right there.
Barf Valley. I'm opening a resort halfway up by Allen's Park. Pull off here. All right, I played the sound effect enough. All right, your barf stories are next. We want to hear what your best barf thing was. Susanna?
Yay.
Barf.
Barf. I went to Michigan to surprise my cousin.
Enough said.
Okay, Michigan's pretty in spots.
Sorry.
Yep. So I went to the bachelor party, drank them all underneath the table. As you know, in your higher altitude, you still have your
liquor. You go down to sea level, they'll build statues to you.
Yeah, you can drink them. I drank them all underneath the table. We were on our way home, decided to get sick, got sick to the guy next to me, got all over him. In the morning, mom came in the door. She says, "Who barfed on my child?" And I said, "I did." She came over and congratulated me. She says, "He deserved it because he thinks he's all that."
Okay. What?
God. That story had twists and turns. It was like The Sixth Sense. He's dead the whole time?
Had revenge.
Wow.
Sword fighting.
It was like, wow. I did have
he
it all.
Thought it was priceless that I threw up all over her son.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Thank you for the call, Susanna. Leticia.
Yay.
Barfed.
So I used to be an Uber driver, and I had a gentleman sitting in my back seat, and all of a sudden, I hear, like, what sounds like the burp that happens right before the vomit.
Oh, yeah.
And I turn around, and this dude had thrown up, but when he threw up, he caught it just before and, like, slapped it back into his mouth.
What?
Gross.
Okay.
But... it didn't go back in his mouth. Instead, it landed around his mouth.
Oh, okay. All right.
You almost got Steve out! You almost got Steve out! Oh, my God!
And he's like, I'm so sorry. Please don't charge me the $150. But keep in mind, the whole time he's begging me not to charge him the $150, his mouth is covered
Okay. We almost had to clean barf up in here. That was close. Aries.
Yay.
Barf.
All right. So when I was like 10, 11, I was hanging out at my cousin's house, and we all just had like the hamburger helper stuff. And my mom just ripped the worst fart you've ever.
No.
And, oh, God. And I didn't even get to process it. One smell, and I was spewing, and the carpet was kind of split. I had carpet and linoleum because it led into the kitchen. I managed to get it right on the carpet with the linoleum like 2 inches away.
Oh, yeah, that's going to soak in, too. That's
from mom fart.
I'm not, oh, God. Mom.
Yeah, it came out looking almost identical the way it went in.
Oh.
Hamburger helper doesn't look that good to begin with.
Yeah, oh, God. Okay. Thank you, Aries. Yeah. That's awful. That's just from a smell. That must have been pungent. Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, I barfed.
All right. I was in college, and I drank way too much one night, and I went back to my dorm. I was on the 9th floor. And I puked out my window.
Oh, God. 9 floors.
All the way down every window below me.
That's awesome. So disturbing. Somebody just minding their own business. Yes. Like, what the?
Is that stomach acid on my window?
Oh, my God. That's off. Thank you, Taylor.
That rocks.
That's giving me a ton of anxiety. Oh, no. Amanda.
Yay.
Barfed.
Me and my daughter were leaving her daycare, and she was 3, and she had just had macaroni and cheese, and she barfed all over.
Oh.
And all she had to say was, "Hey, that's mine." And she proceeded to have a meltdown because it was hers.
Yeah.
She wanted it back. Okay.
She redibs her own barf.
Yeah, that was my cheese. Okay. Thank you, Amanda.
Wow.
I don't have much more of this.
I can tell.
I am Sam.
Yay.
Barf.
So I was hanging out with my best friend. This was years ago. We were all hanging out in the kitchen, and his mom comes home, and she grabs a glass of water and finishes the whole thing and realizes at the very bottom there was a whole bunch of dried mucus.
What?
My friend's little brother had a chest cold and was sitting in the glass.
All righty.
There goes Steve literally just left the room. Okay, we got to be done.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.